This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Whether you're driving to work, biking to a friend's place, or on the way to your next vacation, Amazon Music has your comedy fix covered. As an Amazon Prime member, you have access to ad-free top podcasts. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or visit amazon.com/onthegocomedy. That's amazon.com/onthegocomedy. And listen to your favorite podcasts on the go.
So it's me, and I'm in there with Sneaky Pete, and it's me and it's Sneaky Pete, and it's...
I love Sneaky Pete's story.
It's, yes, Gio. Sneaky Pete and Cromo and
Pippa Middleton.
And we're making a flag. We're starting on country flag first. Mm-hmm. And it's not going well.
Square?
Yeah. Now you're basically here with us.
Yeah.
Because I'm going, everybody else flags, basically.
Almost.
Square light.
Mm-hmm.
Remind me again.
Mm-hmm.
Every square is a
rectangle.
But every
rectangle is a shape.
Square. Yeah. So I'm going, let's make the flag like fucked up.
Right.
Curly Qs. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Yes.
Make it look like an animal.
Yes.
What if it's an animal?
Uh-huh. Curly Qs.
Curly Qs. Well, because it could be...
Like a monster, like how you're always drawing monsters.
Well, yeah. I'm always creating creatures. Well, I'm a little bit like... who's spooky director?
Tim Burton.
Yes. My mind is a portal to a fantasy world where creatures reign supreme and could... grab you, eat you,
yeah,
anything.
I'm sorry, is there a more interesting story
What's
in your
phone? What's on the phone?
Oh, I thought this was part of the I'm not supposed to pay attention to, and then you kind of...
Well, he's talking about how his mind is a freaking fantasy world full of creatures and monsters. It's like...
You may want to know
and
this.
You supposedly are part of a creative field, and you... Supposedly, have to use your imagination to hear your work.
That doesn't connect for you at all.
You are supposed to be locked
to be listening
in.
To this part.
Yes.
Okay, got it.
When we throw to you,
yes,
you immediately must be ready.
Yeah. No, I'm ready.
We're not
going
to have dead air on the fucking show.
I'm ready when you throw to me.
Yeah.
And this is all sort of in response. We are trying to get it right this time because you, of course, did the show 3 years ago, supposedly.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
The tree falls in the forest and does brutal numbers.
Interesting. Yeah.
Did anybody ever do the podcast?
Interesting.
You know what I mean?
Right.
That old Zen Cohen.
Got it.
Zen Z Cohen.
Got it. Are you suggesting to me that my episode of your podcast...
Oh, please don't blow by Zen Z Cohen.
Was low rated? Was that the...
Worst
rated
episode?
Is a strong word.
What was the strong word?
Rated.
I would say
we don't necessarily say
lowly rated is a little too high. I would say it was highly listened to.
So yeah. That's right. So what happens there? You guys do.
We
get
sat down.
You got sat down.
Yes.
What's that meeting?
We get called in.
Right.
Guys.
Yeah.
Can I steal you for just a minute? Can we just have a quick conversation?
We brought you in here because we thought you knew more famous people.
Yes. And so we're like, this is like episode, we're not bringing Jared in for like episode freaking two.
Right. Mm-hmm.
This is in like the 150s.
Right.
It should be okay. We should get one of these.
Right.
Right.
But it turns out the other ones are also not doing
You still well. Got in yeah. trouble.
Yes.
Got it.
Yeah. It's interesting. You would think it would be less dramatic for an episode to crater numbers-wise because the show itself was not doing great in the first place, but it actually made them even more pissed.
Interesting.
So, bringing down a low average.
What's the solution? And this is Hollywood Handbook. Mm. If you're listening to this, of course, you already know that. You're not
Insider's
coming,
Guide.
You're not coming for Jared.
Insider's Guide.
To the it's Hollywood Handbook.
Hollywood.
Yes.
So
Jared Paul is back.
Jared Paul's here, and we have, and as part of the negotiation to bring Jared back, we of course needed a second guest. Earwolf would not approve us doing a show with just Jared again.
Right.
So
of course,
in order to sort of buoy the numbers, we have author, comedian, provocateur,
Julius Goldie Shaw.
Enfant terrible.
And this does it.
And we're throwing to
but this,
Goldie now.
But this adds to the...
And what we just did was introduce Goldie, so he'll talk.
Throw to Goldie.
And then, I would say
and
it does
your questions
add,
after.
What's the follower count these days?
Oh, it's going down.
Okay.
But it's only 159,000.
159,000. Yeah. And Jared,
it's
you
going
are
down, down,
mid-20s.
159,000.
Well, on Twitter, right?
Yes.
No one goes on Twitter anymore.
That's
do they?
Certainly clear for your feed. That's yeah. definitely the truth.
I don't realize that. I don't think Twitter is a thing in our culture, is it?
I still don't feel as though I've been properly introduced.
Yes, I think that's true. You left off on provocateur.
Provocateur, enfant terrible.
Yeah.
I said author.
Right.
I said comedian.
Sure.
I said.
Wrote a book.
That's right.
Showrunner.
Kind of
book writer. Yeah.
Right. But I was brought here. I thought this was going to be a panel.
Showrunners
like,
panel.
Right. And then
we should do that. Let's do that.
It's a podcast.
Showrunners panel.
And not yes. there's no audience.
You thought it was Paley Fest.
Yeah.
But if it's
would,
a showrunners panel,
right.
Sean, I'm not sure.
I host this show.
What's that?
I host the show.
He's
my
running,
podcast.
Effectively running.
Oh, so this
show.
Is the show that you run?
Yeah.
Oh, interesting. Okay, cool.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
I'm a showrunner for Hollywood Handbook, the podcast.
Oh, great.
Yeah.
How's that?
Not good.
How's that working out?
Not good.
No?
Not good. Last year was another down year for us.
Oh.
It's yeah. just hard to really sell my followers that, like, this is what they should be doing now.
So
you know, for me to leverage my brand in this way already seems
I appreciate
like
the implication that you are going to tweet about this.
Well, I mean, it's in the drafts, whether it gets
it's
sent
It's already in the drafts. Okay, yeah. Wow. Is there a bit? Like, are you doing like a little bit as part of the promotion or just straight up
self-deprecating? Are we the target or are you the target of the tweet?
I think it might just be a casual like, hey, guys, check it out. I did this, but maybe like a month after the fact.
That would be a little second bump for us.
Right.
Little lead time.
Would
yeah.
be great. That would be really nice. Jared, I'm looking at your most recent non-reply post, Twitter
Wait,
post.
You're okay.
And I'm seeing zero retweets or likes and one reply that is negative.
Okay.
When you say that you don't think Twitter is a thing, are you more exclusively going off Instagram?
Because
I'll look up your.
I really don't partake in the social media of it all.
Okay.
And if I used to. You guys know that.
Yes.
You built this show off of it.
Mm-hmm.
I do it as a you know.
Yeah.
I don't
when
really,
inspiration strikes.
When inspiration mm-hmm. strikes, I mm-hmm. you know. But here's the thing about me. And you guys are all about followers.
Mm-hmm.
Who's following mm-hmm. your posts.
Right.
I do my posts for one person. And that's me.
Okay. Yeah, so I did go to your Instagram.
Do you know what I'm saying?
I know that you're talking.
Okay. I'm just saying, this post that you're going to read, it's for me. It's not for anyone else.
So I did go to
and
Instagram.
And they seem to understand that.
Yeah. Oh, no, they do, and that's part of...
You guys are on the same page.
Yeah, that's part of... My audience knows it, so they don't like things on purpose. Yeah.
This isn't about likes, but you're being modest, because it's not just for you, because there is a comment on this post, and it says, Jared... I work for Eddie and absolutely adore your mom.
This is a great follower. This is a great response on my.
I always thought Eddie was just bragging out of sentimental obligation, but damn, dude, I am legit excited to check out your work. As a friend of theirs, I'm already proud of you. You go, not Glenn Coco.
Oh.
Yeah.
So a comedy fan also a fan of your mom.
Yes. A big fan of my mom.
So when you say it's just for you,
well, it's just for me.
Sort of rude then to the Shannonator.
It's just
who
for
left
me.
This comment.
It's just for me and it's for those people.
Yeah.
It's for Eddie's friends. It's for my mom's friends.
Can we return to this is, of course, the showrunners panel. We do want to return to Goldie, who
sure.
has. A book.
That's right.
Do you want to hold it up?
Yeah. Yeah, so people can see it. Yes. It's called So You're Going Bald. It's the first ever manual for the 40 million bald and balding men in the United States, of which I am one.
Mm-hmm.
I notice I'm the only one here bald.
Jerry's wearing a hat.
I would kill for what he has.
It was suggested that I wear a hat by some people online when we did the one live feed episode where they had a camera angle at the top of my head.
Yeah.
Did anyone suggest that I should get a hat? That hasn't come up at present.
Okay.
But I am ready for it. A lot of the comments I'm getting on my thing are from direct fans of my shit and not necessarily from people who work with a friend of my mom.
It seems like the book would be a great gift for
bald,
like a funny dad.
Dads. I mean, if your dad, you know, comes to you for reading material for toilet stuff, it's just perfect. You know, the chapters are short. There's not a word longer than three syllables in the whole thing.
It's in the humor section at Barnes & Noble?
Well, it's in the new releases, so like...
Okay.
Know, it's with
things but it's like got, that guy, but it's got Preet, designs on the Preet humor
Baharibra.
Section. Mm-hmm.
It's with him. He and I are both new authors.
Your book is next to Preet Baharibra.
That's right. And wow. We're both held in similar esteem throughout the country.
Wow.
Yeah, we're both authors.
Does it offer advice to those losing their hair at a younger?
A ton.
Yeah.
Well, I got a toupee. I discussed
that. You did,
that.
Yeah, right. How old were you when you started losing your...
I mean, if you'd even made it to chapter two of the book, there's a chapter called I Went Bald on 9/11. So, you know, my birthday is publicly available information and people can calculate.
So the book is available now for people to read. I didn't realize that.
Yeah. I mean, they could go into a store.
I could go into a store and just buy the book and read it.
Next to the giant Preet Baharibra display.
Got it. I didn't realize that. I thought you were bringing it here.
I brought it here because I figured I would gift it to whoever was nicest to me on this podcast.
Got it.
I already have one. So.
Right. That was a desperate move on my part after you cornered me at Trader Joe's.
Just came through the mail slot one day.
That's right. There was $5 on your stoop also, which I deposited in the mail slot.
That was for you to pay for the book. We have to do showrunner panel.
We must.
We are at an inflection point in this industry. We are deciding the future of being a writer at this moment. We're deciding. We all fired our agents.
Everyone had to. We all in this room stand with the WGA. With some reservations.
Yes.
Where do we go from?
None of us changing our profile picture necessarily.
Well, it's tonight at midnight, is it not?
I think it was last night.
It was last night.
Oh, it was last night. Oh, anyway.
And the timing's not necessarily important.
Well, I was gathering that letter together. I didn't realize.
The form letter?
Yeah, that form letter just fired.
You're gathering it together. It's only one page.
Yeah. No, but I was gathering.
I
was gathering it together to. I went and printed it.
I was trying to think of the perfect P.S. for the letter. Like P.S. happy birthday, P.S.
Right.
You know.
Something nice.
Right.
Take the sting out.
And they'll, you know.
Because we're all people.
Right.
We're all still people.
Imagine getting that letter and having no P.S. And it's like, did the previous 15 years happen?
Yeah.
It is crazy to think about. And for my agent to get a letter from me is unusual. We don't usually send letters, do we, guys?
No.
That's something I don't think people realize, that it's going to be weird to get a letter from me.
I don't even know if they are looking for, are they checking their mailbox?
Well, I feel like
I don't know if they get my correspondence at all.
A good gift for any agent would be a letter opener.
Yeah,
because most people don't tend to have those younger people in their 30s, alpha types. And it's like, here's a monogrammed letter opener because you're going to be opening these letters.
And could it look like a fun sword or something like that, Goldie?
Sure.
Yeah.
Now, this show is, of course, a UTA package. This is existing business. This is all.
This will continue to function as always. This show has been a UTA package. It has all the trademarks of a UTA package. Mm-hmm. And we've got all the moves, obviously. And we've said this on an episode that isn't released yet. But if you think that you can make a show of this quality, without the stewardship of Susie Fox, etc. Good luck to you.
Yeah.
I would like to see that. I haven't seen it yet.
Yeah.
That would be nice.
Yeah.
You mean without the package?
Without the package.
Yeah. Right. Well, that's a brave new world.
Without the steady hand at the till.
Well, I think what the WGA is suggesting is that Susie Fox could do this without the package.
She could do the show. This show.
She could put together this show without the package and just take 10% from everybody. That's just what the argument is, I think.
Okay, let me back up. She's planning one of her marquee clients. Is right. Davenport.
Yeah.
Thank you for using my agent.
Right.
I don't know my agent's name. I don't know my agent's name. She's planning one of her marquee clients, Hayes Davenport, into this show.
Yeah.
And she gets what? Just 10% of the dough?
10%.
I don't know. It doesn't seem like a big enough piece of the pie.
I hear you.
Especially since
there is no pie.
There is a pie. It's just instead it is the same pie as last year.
Got it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
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 What does the agreement say about podcasts, the 40-year-old agreement that ran out last night?
Like yeah.
What?
Yeah.
Where it must have some stipulation.
See, this is what I'm worried about now that we're opening this up.
Right.
That podcast.
No one anticipated podcasts. It's kind of blown up the whole business model that like you guys are making so much from this. And it's like
the flagrant ones is making everyone shiver in their boots.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Hashtag the
there's so much podcast money. And it's like, how do we divide this in an equitable way? It's a great problem to have.
Oh, sure. First really world is. Problems, hashtag.
Yeah.
Right. I don't have the solution. You guys are looking at me like I came
oh,
in.
Oh, you're just asking the question?
I my followers will probably start tweeting out really creative solutions that we could then read on a later, more highly rated podcast once it gets around that this was what we're doing.
If
that we then took the followers' feedback. Yeah. We then amplified the followers' feedback so they in turn became signal boosters and could host their own.
And they get followers.
That's right. And
this power
of virality that creates a more and more pie. It's a pie factory. And then how do we split it? We don't know.
I can't even imagine how enraged my followers are going to get from this.
Well, it's not about you yet again.
And imagine they will soon be having a conversation in person with your mom.
Yeah.
They could even tell her.
Yeah.
They're going to tell Eddie.
Yeah.
And then who knows what
Eddie's going to do.
Yeah. Eddie's potentially unstable.
Yeah.
We have to navigate this brave new world. We do need agents to.
In the interim,
I'm not going to receive a phone call offering myself a job. I'm certainly not. I'm not in the business of doing that. I need someone else to take that call for me and then tell me about it. So this is the plan. We all have to help each other. We have to hold each other up now. And it's not just a guild and like a shared industry we're a part of. It is a brotherhood and increasingly a sisterhood. So we need to support each other and become each other's agents.
Yes. And right. So I would like to pitch myself to be one of your agents.
I opt out of that.
You haven't heard.
I haven't heard the thing. Okay.
I have my attorney who's handling everything, so I'll listen to it. But I can't guarantee that. Like, I'm really not going to act on it today.
Well, I'm willing to sign the code of conduct, and let me say what I will do.
Okay.
Every 18 weeks, I will call you. Hey, how's it going, buddy? Just checking in.
Mm-hmm.
It's fine.
I think this
all
works.
Right, all right. Well, we're tracking some stuff for you right now. Just wanted to keep you posted. Have you heard of this show, Banana Man?
I don't watch anything because I actually work in this industry. So can
all right. Well, it's
it?
Well, you wouldn't be watching this. It's coming up. HBO is trying to develop it with Diablo Cody and Will Ferrell.
It is animated, right?
It's animated. It's animated and it sucks. So what I'm going to do is if you're cool, I'm going to submit you for this. And I was wondering, do you have a script you want me to send or anything? I don't have anything on file here.
I'm so confident in everything I'm done. Just send my resume and, you know, Making History will be on that. Cristela will be on that. The Late Late Show. The Grinder will be on that.
I don't know.
Does it just say The Late Late Show or does it say The Late Late Show with Craig Kilborn? I mean, you are sort of obligated to write out.
I write The Late Late Show with Craig Kilborn, then I write The Late Late Show with Craig Ferguson, parentheses, fired.
Fired.
I got fired in Scottish.
Fired by Craig personally, though.
Oh, no. Oh,
okay. That's
too
bad. No. They send that down the chain.
Yeah. And, you know, it stings as bad as it did. But as my new agent, I feel like maybe you can call them up and let them know I was really offended by
that. We haven't figured out who is whose agent. So, like, Sean,
I was just pitching myself to go, hey, does anybody want to take me up on this? Then maybe I go agent hunting.
Let's see how you do with the Late Late Show thing where you tell them how unhappy I am. And then if that works, I'll look into Banana Man, certainly.
Yeah.
And now I am
I can't stress enough. I just have really a drawing to go off of here. Mm. I can send you. It's a rough drawing. I think there is a newer version of the drawing.
Wait, is this like that Johnny Bananas drawing they had on Entourage? Is it that good?
No. Oh. But I think there is a newer version. I have the original one. It's rough. But you can get a sense of what they're going for.
Mm-hmm.
And it sucks.
The drawing also got wet.
The drawing, and it's my fault. I put a sprite down on it and I did knock the sprite over.
So is Diablo going to be day to day on this, or is this just she supervising
she's
me? Am I supervising her?
She dropped out.
Oh.
Yeah, I just got emailed.
I'm a little more interested. She's out. Then.
And Will's out as well.
Okay. I'm still interested. And
all right, I'll forward you the drawing and just get back to me.
Yeah, I do have a personal connection with Craig Ferguson. I can run it by him.
Perfect. So I guess I'm going to be Goldie's agent.
I don't appreciate that just being like decided just because you like got on the phone and offered him a job. I
well,
do want to know
happen.
What the terms of this deal are. First of all, does your agent is the book a separate thing?
Yeah, I retain all rights to the book, which are potentially very, very, very lucrative.
That's old business.
But not if it gets optioned. Has it been optioned yet?
It hasn't been optioned, but there's been a lot of interest from a lot.
Sequel
of
to Wild Hogs, people. Bald Hogs.
We weren't supposed to talk about that, and I thought that was clear on the text chain. But
you don't want to you don't want to talk about Bald Hogs.
I don't have an agent.
Bald Hogs.
Bald Hogs.
We can sell that quickly.
No, it is being sold quickly, but I don't have an agent to, you know, create the bidding war for Bald Hogs that obviously it deserves.
Managers can...
I don't have a manager.
Oh, well, that's the...
Right. I have a book and the idea of Bald Hogs and maybe a gig on Banana Man that's pending.
Yeah, you want me to put in a call to Tobolowsky? I also represent him.
Well, like
he was in Wild Hogs, so he knows the landscape. He's a bald hog.
Yeah, Steve? And he was in Groundhog's Day. He's one of the Groundhogs, and he is a bald. Okay. So he was effectively a Bald Hog.
Is very bald.
Mm-hmm. Before this goes anywhere, I am, to my understanding, is my agent first position on Banana Man. So I don't know that I can carve out Bald Hogs.
We'll cross that bridge when we come to it.
Okay.
But if I am providing Steve for the project as well, I do not just want the traditional 10%. I'm bringing so much at this point that I do think I am an active producer.
Well, it's becoming sort of.
This is where it gets a little sketchy.
What are you talking about?
This is where I feel like it goes into weirdness, no?
In what way?
Well, you did bring Steve. I would call that like a package or something where it's the elements.
No, it's a packageable element.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And you take a fee?
Offload your commission.
He's going to be acting in it as well.
I'm talking studio.
But honestly, you know, what if you didn't take commission and you just took a fee?
Okay, separately. That's good for you because you're not having to pay
that
anymore.
That is good for you.
Right.
So you just take a fee from the studio.
Yeah, shit. I mean, studio's paying me instead of you.
And all that happens is like...
What's wrong with that?
Is like the budget is Goodman. Less, so it's worse. Like, that's a problem for me.
Yeah, that money's not going to go on screen.
So who cares?
Right.
Like, I'm supposed to care how good it is?
Yeah.
In this scenario?
Well, it already sucks shit.
But I don't own it. So, like, I'm supposed to care how good something I don't own.
I mean, it's borderline banana man territory.
So, one thing we should point out is that one of the Wild Hogs is William H. Macy, so the movie will have to be filmed in jail.
But the hogs, their mischief could easily land on them.
Oh, God. Yeah. Right. Are you kidding? It's amazing that they...
You could open on him in jail.
Spent the first movie's out of jail. Yes.
How'd you get here?
You have to.
How'd you get... What was his character's name? I don't know. Bill. How'd you get here, Bill?
Mm-hmm. In the fiction of the show,
right.
It does have to be like riding a motorcycle.
Right. Well, his character was like a computery guy, so it's like I hacked into the system.
Yeah, but then
system.
He becomes like very tough and stuff.
Well,
and
I think
he punches out a guy.
He beats up all those Del Fuegos, right? And then,
yeah,
you know, the retribution for the Del Fuegos not letting them have a drink there is like they get their bar blown up and their bikes destroyed, and that's we're supposed to. Be on the other guy's side.
Jared?
Yeah.
Right. Listen,
yeah.
Would you like to be my agent? Would you like to be agent?
I was
me?
Just honestly thinking about I had a meeting about Wild Hogs 2, and I was trying to figure out the take on it.
Ah, yes. What was your angle?
I forget what it was, but they came back together somehow, and
yeah,
I forget. But
well, I mean, maybe it's that they calmed down.
Maybe. Maybe they just said, you know what, guys? I don't want to be...
So wild. Yeah.
You want Jared to be your agent.
I think he knows a lot of people.
Do you have
if he could get me in touch with Eddie?
And Eddie's
me,
friend?
Eddie, and his mom are breaking bread together,
right.
Cooking up ideas, throwing it against the wall, seeing what sticks.
Yeah.
All of a sudden, you know.
You never know.
That sounds like the kind of familial environment I've been looking to
sounds
find in this business.
Sounds grounded.
Because showbiz is a surrogate family for me.
Here's the thing. Eddie Steinfeld is looking to get into producing.
Okay, I see.
And
okay.
I see the show.
You know, he knows the nothing show. About producing.
The show mm-hmm. could be called Steinfeld.
But he's looking to get into producing. And, you know, yeah, I could put in a good word and say, here's a guy, hasn't done much.
No.
He has a, you know.
Podcast.
But a podcast,
yeah,
and so an idea,
yeah, well, sure,
ish,
okay,
and he could pitch it to you. Now Eddie won't know what a pitch is. Is
and that's not. I'm not about the.
But that's okay. We can explain it to him.
It's not right? about vocab.
We tell
me,
Eddie.
You know?
We tell Eddie it's the idea for the show, and he goes, okay. What's a show?
Well, Eddie understands the power of holding all the cards.
Oh, absolutely.
Right, which he is
absolutely
because Sean is pitching him. So
yeah.
Eddie.
Like, yeah, yeah, yeah.
You get to better impress Eddie, who doesn't know what a pitch is.
Yeah.
So you have to, within the pitch, and you can't go in going, Eddie, you don't know what a pitch is. You're a fucking idiot. You have
to make
him think he knows what a pitch is.
Yeah.
And then make him think it was his idea, then give him the pitch, knowing he holds all the cards and get the right decision.
Yeah.
And you also have to fly to, so where does he live? Somewhere else.
Santa Barbara.
Oh, okay.
Oh, it's nice. Not even a flight.
It's really nice. It's got a great spot there.
Oh, beautiful, beautiful.
Yeah.
Oyster.
What?
Oyster.
Yeah. I mean.
Eddie likes oysters or?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, good.
I think so.
Yeah.
I don't know much about what he likes. That's the thing. I don't know if he's the right producer for you.
Well, but wait. But
he's a producer.
Yeah, it's one option that's out there. And you have a direct connection to him.
I have a very direct connection with him on my social media, as you saw.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So that's perfect for me.
Yeah.
And my agent now is really doing some work.
Yeah?
Jared, I'm exploring becoming your agent.
Oh, okay.
What do we have going on?
Wow, I love seeing
What this. Do we have going on?
Yeah.
Oh, God. If you don't know that answer, I don't know if I want you to be my agent.
Or do
it's,
you?
It's weird when my agent goes, what do you have going on?
Well, I mean, I'm exploring a relationship and also giving you the opportunity to plug your fucking show.
Right. But it would have been nice if you said,
I
you
know love what? Your
Let's I move love on. What's
I
going
love
on.
Show.
I love what you have going
I
on.
I want to be your agent because I love
day.
Your show.
I'm just happy to move on.
It is his first day doing
I'm
this.
I'm so sorry. And I think we should skip the whole subject and just move on to gold. Okay, so you, Jared what? Is your, Sean's agent.
Well, I have a
And
take.
I'm Goldie's agent.
You're Goldie's agent.
Right. Here's my question to you. Here's
I
my question.
Goldie can
I ask
agent.
A question? What would you do for me as my agent?
Okay.
Wow, I should have asked this.
Your acting work.
Yes? No.
Well, this is what I'm saying.
Yeah, what would you
do? We're giving up.
What would you do?
Yeah. Well, you play a creepy pervert in your own show, right?
I do play a creepy pervert.
First
in my own
order
show.
Of business.
Do you have any creepy pervert stuff?
Can Hayes get you that gig? And you should be commissioning as his agent when he appears on his show. That's an additional revenue stream that I feel you owe to Hayes if he's your agent.
Yeah, interesting.
That when he's appearing on his own show.
Right. It's almost like a way for you to generate a pie like we were talking about earlier.
Right.
You send him out in the world to create these things, 10%. Put him on these things, another 10%.
I know, but then I
put
feel
him
like
on
I'm...
a wig, another different character, another 10%.
How would you sell me? I want to hear the sale.
Okay.
You're on the phone. Can we do this? Do we have time for this?
I've got all the time
in the
world
for this. He's on the phone.
Your career is so important to me.
Okay. He's on the phone.
Yes.
With, let's say,
Dennis Quaid.
He's on the phone with Thorne. Michael Thorne.
Michael Thorne.
Runs Fox.
Right?
Yes. Which is maybe still doing shows.
Right. Maybe.
So
sure.
We'll see. That could be huge.
So you're on the phone with Michael Thorne. What do you say?
Okay. You know, Rick Glassman? The guy, he was one of the guys in
He's
Undateable.
One of the Undateable guys.
He wore glasses.
Right.
Rick Glassesman.
Yes.
Oh, right, yeah.
It was him, Fungus.
Yeah.
D'Elia, of course.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Brent Morin.
Yeah.
But the one I'm thinking of is Rick Glassman.
Okay, Rick Glassman,
Just add about a gallon of water to Rick Glassman's energy. Just water it down. With like about a gallon.
Yeah.
Glassman half full.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I give you Jared Ball.
You're telling me that Jared that
So it's if Rick Glassman got caught in like a hurricane.
You're telling me that I'm a half glass Rick Glassman?
Yes. If you took the glass of water the glass of really like hot mm-hmm. cold brew, which is effectively coffee.
Yeah.
That is Rick Glassman.
Right.
A little too strong for some people.
A little too strong.
For some shows.
Right.
Especially like network now. You know, he's more of a cable energy, and that's part of why Undateable didn't work. You're taking
That's the only reason.
A gallon of water and adding it to a cup of coffee.
But are we saying he's dateable?
Yeah, and so this is the thing. He's a little more – this is someone that you can bring home
to
his own mom.
Well, because you don't feel like shit when you're watching him. You go like, yeah, he's doing that. I must be doing all right.
Yeah.
But I'm not sure
Thorne buys this,
but
is the
Rick
question.
Glassman, I think you're onto something, but I think it's like if Rick Glassman went through some sort of tragedy – I don't know what it is, a natural disaster, but something.
Yeah.
And just
like a hurricane.
Like a hurricane, but
just to bring it back to my last show and your guys.
This is going to be your last
show.
Well,
no,
I've heard rumors about this. Accusing
the show of not getting listeners. Is it because we talk about Rick Glassman?
Oh,
I thought
you were talking about Huge in France being your last
show. No, no, no.
Do you not know that people are saying that?
Is Rick Glassman the problem?
In terms of
the ratings from, you know what I mean, this show, last show.
You think people are not tuning in, like they're not pressing the download.
But I also told you I'm bringing the followers, so
why are we stressing
over Rick Glassman? he may have followers who are now by this point really intrigued because
the amount
of Rick Glassman content, you know, in the podcast world, as far as I know, and I'm just, this is so fresh to me. It all came as a surprise. This is where this was going. Again, I thought it was a panel.
Showrunner's panel.
Right. So for now, this is like just a gold mine for all the Undateable fans.
Right. Okay.
That's been off the air now, and they're craving content. And I think this is part of the pitch to Michael Thorne, that there were these fans of Undateable who we discovered through this podcast because Rick Glassman's name came up in reference to Jared Ball, who can now bring you this cheaper version of Rick Glassman without all the baggage of Rick Glassman,
which was
which
that's
legendary.
That's a pitch.
Right, which is
That's an agent.
And that's a pitch. And Goldie has now become Jared's agent.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right, so, that was a competitive situation.
So,
and I
am
the person in this room who doesn't have an agent.
Well, because I'm Goldie's agent and Goldie's Jared's agent.
No, I've done the math. And so well, I'm just left out of
school. I think what's happening is here is I am your agent, Hayes.
But Jerry, you're also Sean's agent.
You're my agent.
I'm feeling
underrepresented in that situation.
I said I was Sean's.
Where only Sean is representing.
Well, if he has two agents, then I feel like maybe I need a manager.
No, he does not have two agents.
Which now it's feeling like you're spread a little thin.
He has two clients.
I didn't realize I was your agent already. I was.
If you, I can't have you representing both sides of this podcast deal.
Right. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, you're going to be negotiating against yourself.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I'd like to pitch myself to Thorne.
Okay.
To be his agent.
Right. Because it's like he needs some sort of filter as to what gets to him, you know, because it's like obviously this Glassman Light thing is a high quality thing that like needs to cut through the noise. And I'm concerned that due to our the newness of our business that we might not be taken seriously. And you understand what I'm saying is a way like to get prioritized due to the quality. Like people don't recognize our brand. So they don't realize how high quality our stuff is. And so for Michael Thorne, like to make this decision, he needs someone on his side who's looking at the whole landscape to go, this is a cool new thing that's about to take off. You can be in on it. You know, let me set you up.
And you want people to say that about you.
Right. Because I'm bringing high quality material and I'm not quite known enough to be on his radar as an agent yet. But if I'm the writer, the showrunner who became an agent, I think that's a really compelling pitch.
Now, I just want to double back to Jared feeling like bringing up Rick Glassman was an issue with the show when he brought up Michael Thorne.
Uh-huh. Michael Thorne.
What's the thinking here?
Michael Thorne is the president of a network.
Mm-hmm.
No. That's
and this goes to your not paying attention to like followers philosophy.
I guess not. I guess I'm not a big. I'm sorry that I don't. You know, I'm not jumping into the whole followers thing.
Social media is not real life.
I feel like social media is going away,
and
it's so obviously almost like done.
Well, as your agent now, I'm now feeling like Eddie is getting lost in the mix here and that maybe this is part of the solution is we bring Eddie to give Sean's pitch to Michael Thorne.
Drive him
with
down.
You attached. I think I'm packaging, I'm not sure. But I'm feeling like I don't want commission from any of you guys anymore. I love you guys.
That's great.
And that I will just take, you know, a percentage of, because I'm representing Thorne as well. So really, I can just wrap up this whole deal. I think I'm representing, in that scenario, everyone. Great. And it just like, that frees you guys up to do what you do, which is this.
I mean, to me, this sounds pretty appealing.
Yeah, it does. And why am I
paying this guy? He loves me.
What does Goodman think of all this, though? Like, if we could get him to call in, that would be great.
The guild president,
should we
David
call
A. Goodman?
Guild president.
Do you
David
have
Goodman?
A call-in situation?
Yeah, we have. Ryan, yeah, can we set that up? Yeah, let's call him right now.
Let's call guild president
I think call David Goodman cell.
But whose number is going to show up on his phone when he's called?
Mm-hmm.
You can use mine.
We can use yours? Okay,
Jared,
great.
You're going to give him a ring?
You can use mine.
Okay, great.
What, just do it?
You can put him on speaker and just hold it up to the mic, yeah.
Just hold
it
up to the mic?
And so what are we going to ask?
We'll see what happens.
We're going to ask if it is okay if we are all of each other's agents.
Yes.
Let's see what happens. I'll hold it up to the mic.
Yes.
In the event that it is okay.
Hey, guys. So this is the part of the podcast where we called the president of the Writers Guild.
And he answered.
David Goodman. And he did answer. And we had a great conversation.
We
talked
to him for about 10 minutes. It was very funny.
And he sort of explained what was going on with the guild stuff. I thought it was very informative.
Yes.
And then he told us that he does not want to be on a podcast joking about this thing.
It's a very serious matter. Well, he said he doesn't want it to seem like he's joking about it. He was pretty He wasn't really joking about it even when we talked to him. He insisted on dryly explaining all of the points of the guild, but
we were being very
funny. We were being really funny, and unfortunately we do have to cut out our funny jokes.
Because I guess, yeah, he, like, to me, all this stuff is a joke. Really all of life is.
One of the jokes, I'll say one of Hayes' jokes, which is David Goodman said to him,
"Thank
you're putting
you.
Me in a very uncomfortable position." And Hayes said, "Likewise."
Thank you so much. And I'll say one of your funny jokes, which was, he said, "When is this episode coming out that's going to end my career as guild president?" And Sean said, "Oh, we're doing that." I think that was the phrasing, but it was.
Well, I don't think he said as guild president.
I thought he did.
I thought he said that's going to end my career.
Oh, okay.
And Kevin, my joke was that him going up against the agencies was in fact what was ending his career.
Yep. So we said a lot of really funny stuff, but at least you got to hear a little piece of it because we supported each other by telling each other's jokes. Now back to the show.
Well, is this an interesting point? Is this accidentally the most informative episode we've
it
ever done?
It has to be, and it feels very intentional that we did this. It feels like a great contribution to the news.
It was a very good, very good panel, I thought.
Yeah, it was a great panel.
Great showrunner.
It was a really good episode. Chelsea, thank you for being here.
Chelsea, you want to say anything to the people who are listening?
Just thanking them.
Thank you guys for listening.
Thank you guys.
I just want to give a shout out to my followers.
That's really nice.
Thanks. Wow, they're gonna be juiced.
Hey, and here I am saying, hey, thanks for the shout out because I am following.
And I've been following for a while, and yeah. I'd like to also say, hey, thank you for acknowledging me.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
I'm just at replying both of you. No problem, guys.
Nice.
Okay.
That'll get me a lot of attention.
And I'm quote tweeting that, and I'm going, right. Whoa, one of my heroes.
Yeah, right.
And thank you, Chef Kevin. What are we looking at? What did we just X out of on your phone?
Hey, guys, Chef Kevin here. My friend Kelly's going on this road trip right now, and she's posting the whole thing on Instagram. It's pretty funny.
The whole thing.
Funny road trip. Very funny.
Does she have reps?
No.
I'll get her in for a after this.
Well, please do buy the book So You're Going Bald by Julia Sharp, and Huge in France is on Netflix right now. I am binging this thing.
Yeah.
To the point where I'm worried about myself.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's dangerously addictive.
Yeah.
Do you want to talk about the show a little bit?
Like what about it?
Just like what it's just like a concept, like what it's about, so people can
pitch it. Pretend I'm Eddie.
Yeah, just pitch it.
Yeah. Pretend you're Thorn.
Just get people excited about the talk about what the show is about.
Talk about what the show is about.
Yeah.
Remember, I don't know what a pitch is.
Right.
Okay. Mm-hmm. This is really putting me on the spot. Mm-hmm. I don't like explaining.
This is how Goodman felt.
Yeah. The show is out already.
The show is out already, and you know, guys, I like.
I like putting it out there. Yeah.
I like putting it out there. You know what I mean? But talking about it isn't.
Even just like a one-liner, just like it's a pretty easy show to describe. So
It is. Yeah.
I think people would enjoy just hearing what the show is about.
Explaining it ruins it, though.
Yeah, that's the thing I worry about. No, it's this guy who is a very famous French comedian.
Bye!
That was a HeadGum Podcast.